This summer, as the world watches the pitch, Raising Cane's is serving up the best matches all tournament long, like chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Goal!
No matter who you're rooting for this summer, kick it with Cane's for the games. One love.
Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. We have a special mortgage promotion going on right now for the breakers through June 30th, end of the month, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank. You'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska, which has a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino on the premises, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462 for this opportunity. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is there any sort of cost for a consultation, Jake?
No, it is still
so
free.
So Pinnacle Bank is doing this for free.
Basically so.
How
they're saving
that?
You money on your mortgage.
They run PBA, and they do this also.
And they're giving you free golf at Tatanka.
Yeah, I mean, free golf.
What, why would you not give them a call right now?
Yeah, give them a call. It'd be fun just to sit down with them. You know, maybe I wonder if you could meet them over at PBA. Maybe just sit over, meet over there.
Pinnacle Bank at PBA Inception. I love that.
Is there a bank inside of PBA? Did you bank?
It's probably ATMs. Well, there's no point in ATMs because it's all card. There's no point in ATMs.
I got to think there's an ATM.
But you can't use cash there.
It's cashless.
It's a cashless place.
Ooh.
So there's no point in
it. Is there an ATM in PBA?
I don't think there can be.
Give us that answer. Brian Morrow, chime in.
I know it's cashless, but I have to think there's an ATM in there. I don't know.
Tell me why.
Why is there not a bank in there? You know, it'd be nice. What if all of a sudden you're going to see Lemoyne, the game, and said, listen, I'm going to go over early. I'm going to sit down and look over this refi thing, and then I'm going to go to my seats. I'll get there early. Or just ask them. I'd love to see some tellers walking by as you go up the escalator.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. See some
happiness.
See some tellers there. What do you guys need?
Have a bank in the
PBA
facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. And bankers working, not just banker hours. Have them working.
hours.
Right. Have them working like 7 to 11.
Yes.
Or 7 to 10.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
Make
what
it
if
happen.
All of a sudden you got a car loan at halftime?
Yeah.
It'd be great.
You go in.
This is an
where
idea.
Where have you been? Got a car loan.
Sorry. Had to switch some money around. Got a new idea.
Jake.
464-5685. Call or text as always. We know that Sip loves lists.
I do.
Off-season lists about, you know, any sort of ranking.
I do.
And Ari Wasserman of On Three put out his Big Ten power rankings.
Did a good job on this
yesterday. Now, this is how he defines his list. This is all the categories to come up with the rankings. He says he uses overall team strength, transfer additions, coaching acquisitions, depth, experience, offseason attrition, and proven players at key spots like quarterbacks. So stuff you would assume, but that's how he compiles this in terms of his rankings. Number one for Ari Wasserman, not Ohio State, not Indiana. The Oregon Ducks are number one in his power rankings.
He writes, I want to throw something by you guys. Okay. We'll go team to team, but just a couple thoughts. Dante Moore, he says, who would have been a top five pick in the NFL draft. Does everybody just sign off on Dante Moore? I've seen some Dante Moore performances that would not suggest top five pick in the UFL draft. I mean, how about the college football playoff performance? I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was horrific.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
How about at Penn State? He rallied them, but
It wasn't epic.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
When you start talking top five
top
picks.
Top five?
Yeah, that was interesting. And I think, would you say this, that part of it was because there wasn't many quarterbacks. Think of the quarterback class this year.
Yeah.
The quarterback class this year was so down that he might have fallen into something I would say this. Do I think he probably would have been a first round pick? Yes, not
probably
a first round pick. Someone said, "I'm gonna do this."
He's been a first round,
so I could see him maybe, especially if it's a team like okay, he's gonna back up somebody for a year or two, then he's gonna be the guy potentially.
Okay, he's an excellent quarterback.
He had 30 touchdowns, 10 picks last year.
He's a good college. He's a very very good college quarterback. What I'm suggesting is I wouldn't make him the face of my NFL franchise. I wouldn't put the franchise on Dante Moore's back. I'm not doing that. He's not that type of guy. I'm sorry, Connor. You're a big Ducks fan or something.
Watch him just blow up this year.
Connor makes a lot of facial expressions at us. We disagree.
He's agreeing with me on this one. Yeah. Anyway, Dante Moore. And Oregon's a soft number one, right? Soft number one. In the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, you anybody's putting between them or Ohio State or Indiana, basically 1, 2, 3. You look at various spots, they all kind of rotate in there.
To Ohio State.
Yes. Julian Sayin, Jeremiah Smith. A lot of guys gone from last team last year that were high draft picks.
Especially on defense. I think they lost like 8. Well, yeah. I mean, they had 4 of the top 11 picks.
Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese gone, Caleb Downs gone. Those are great players. No longer
it's
that
hard
deep.
To replace first-round draft picks.
How about 4 of the top 11?
It's really hard to replace that.
But they, as you know, they reload.
They do.
I heard a quote from the defensive coordinator at Ohio State just talking about how much he loves college football. I go, I would too.
Yeah, I would
if too. I had the best players, if I had better players than everybody else. 100%. That is a lot of fun. It makes coaching
so Patricia.
Much fun.
Matt Patricia.
Yeah, you really enjoy your day when you show up and you just walk out to practice and then all of a sudden anything you want to do works.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we could just be base. We could add this in. You want to run this blitz? Yeah, why? It'll work. We have great cover guys. We have people that are blitzers are really good. That's the big thing about defense too. It's like, don't blitz. The blitz people that can blitz. Some people don't have that skill set. Farley, you would blitz.
Farley.
That's what he could do very well. Blitz. Some guys are that are unbelievable stack linebackers. They're not blitzers. Mm-hmm. But you always want to make sure that's always the thing I'd always look at if I was coordinating and we called a blitz. Mm-hmm. The whole thing would change by position where all of a sudden it might be, well, we're going to bring this blitz and it probably should be the Will linebacker, but I'm going to make it the strong safety because
he's a blitzer.
Because he's a blitzer. But that guy had everything.
You think Cignetti has blitzers?
Yeah.
Oh, of course you're going to say that because
Cignetti. 16-0
you're
last
gonna,
year.
You're
three. 16-0. Six.
Three. They're three. The big name, I heard maybe it was Sean the other day saying, well, they don't have much at receiver. They only returned Charlie Becker. Remember, they got Nick Marsh from Michigan State. Nick Marsh will join that. I don't know what they're going to have.
Becker might get 9 catches a game.
Yeah.
He had 10 catches all year, and against Penn State, he went for like 12.
Blew up.
And then in the national championship game, he was unreal.
Yes.
Indiana works at 3 for me. Now, the next one's the one that raised my eyebrows.
And that would be USC at number 4.
Okay.
For Ari Wasserman on 3.
I'm in full agreement with it. You want to push him down?
No, not really. I guess it's time. It's time for USC to enter that world, right? It's time for Lincoln Riley to make the playoff, which he has not done. They brought him there to win the championship, and he hasn't made the playoff.
Yep.
So
really hasn't been close.
No.
They've never been like, hey, on Sunday, it might be SC. They were never that. They had one good year, but they were never in it to that point.
And they didn't look like that team in Lincoln. They didn't look like it to me.
The team in Lincoln was so far off from being a chance to win it all.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't.
I didn't see it. I didn't see that team.
15 returning starters from last year's team. 15.
Ari points out they just signed one of the best recruiting classes in the sport. Now, what does that mean? What is that meaningful right now? I don't know.
Well, also
typically is not.
No.
Always remember when they get great ratings, they had great numbers.
Yeah.
Some people someone can sign, Alabama back in the day could sign 14 and be like, well, they're not the highest ranked team, but they had like 14 and 10 of them were 5 stars. But they signed like 30 something guys.
A lot of guys.
So that gives them high. That's what helps them.
How about Penn State?
Penn State's number 5.
Good things about Penn State in my behind the scenes talking.
Really?
Behind the scenes talking to people in the know. They're like, hey, this Penn State team is going to be pretty good. And I think there's going to be a new sense of energy and a little bit of just everything good. Matt Campbell's got that ability to take that over.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Over. And it was, I think probably the, would you guys agree that, or not agree with, but answer to this one of James Franklin?
Yes.
I think that there was just kind of a cloud. I do not think that the office slash locker room slash everything was a good scene. And one of the of the conversations has been how odd it's been that all the players are up in the office now, because that's a Matt Campbell thing. Where prior to it was like this floor and this floor didn't meet up.
Yeah, they were a game away from the title game 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
they were a semifinal team led in that game.
That's
by
the
10.
Thing.
Well, he threw a buffoon interception late in the game.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing, Jake. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, they were legitimately close to the championship, at least playing for
it. It just spiraled fast. Now, he brought 23 players. Campbell brought 23 players from Iowa State. I don't know how that's going to look. One is Rocco Beck, though, and he started 39 games. He has started 39
Rocco
games.
Rocco Beck will be very good.
I like Rocco.
Now, I don't think he gets a grace period.
Well, that's what it says here. It says, they did not hire Matt Campbell from Iowa State to be good. They hired him to be great. So if you think Campbell has a transition year to get things right, think again.
Wow.
No pressure.
Well, that's the pressure of Penn State, but he does. I mean, he's not going to have a year he goes 8-4 and they go hot seat.
No,
that's not going to
happen. I don't think so. Okay, Michigan.
Six. Kyle Whittingham.
Six.
Bryce Underwood needs a leap this year.
God, Ari did a good job with this, and here's an example. Michigan won 9 games last season, which is wildly impressive in a backward way, considering what we now know about Sharon Moore. They won nine games with Sharon Moore's life breaking down.
Just in, like during the season, right, Jake. This was happening during the season.
Which led to, of course, this.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
Biff Poggi comes in for Sharon. No problems at all.
They won 9 games with no leadership at all.
Do you know how hard it is to win 9 games despite your head coach?
Despite
your head coach.
Remember, I made the comment earlier. I said, this is bad for Nebraska.
Whittingham?
Yeah. No. Bad for Nebraska.
Oh, when they
Biff Poggi came in here and not Sharon Moore.
You're right.
I said Biff is a way better coach than Sharon Moore ever even thought about being, and that showed up in that game. Even though they had a buffoonery play before halftime and they gave up the Hail Mary, he was like, we're doing fine, guys. We're just going to hand the ball off. Here's what we're going to do, and that's what they did. So
they did. 6 Michigan, that doesn't sit well with the Michigan fan base, I wouldn't think.
No, but you have to say this one. The Michigan fans are not like, we're 6. I mean, what is Kyle Whittingham doing? No. He inherited all this.
Right.
And I would say this. I wouldn't shock me if he's higher, because they'll just have so much structure that it probably gets him a game or two more.
Yeah, they could get 10.
7 is Washington.
Okay.
Who are going to have Demond Williams, who had the crazy offseason. He's back as quarterback. We'll see how they roll with him, if they're actually on the same page, everybody.
They really like their offensive line. And it's a mammoth offensive line. 2 guards, 6'4", 320, 6'4", 330.
What do you guys think?
Eat that.
Eat that. I don't know what that even means. Think about this. What's the biggest question about Washington? They can't win on the road.
Yeah.
They play.
Out of that time zone.
They play.
Hellacious at home.
Yes. Yeah, really good at home. Do not play. So advantage Nebraska in that game.
Halloween in Lincoln.
8 Iowa.
Don't know the quarterback situation. Is Jeremy Heklitsky and Hank Brown the quarterbacks?
That seems high to me, but have not seen. Doesn't that seem high when you say who they've lost and what
they
the
quarterback just always
say,
find a way though?
Then the quarter isn't their quarterbacks ranked 17th or 18th?
They're not good, but they've always. I mean, Deacon Hill was
That's
there. They
true.
Won 10 games with Deacon Hill. You could.
That's enough said. It's the great. It may be.
It's Barron's.
Be one of the greatest coaching jobs ever done. That they won 10. He went to Utah Tech and couldn't start. And he won 10.
They had 7 players drafted, so they lost 7. That is the most they've ever had drafted. 7.
9 Illinois.
Okay.
New quarterback there.
Who'd they bring
in? Caden Hauser from East Carolina replaces Luke Altmaier.
Hauser was at Michigan State, then East Carolina.
Right.
He's decent. I'd better say I've had a deep dive into it. I haven't.
10.
10 Minnesota. So ahead of Nebraska is Minnesota. Again, who's beaten Nebraska all these years in a row. They don't play each other this year.
Oh, and what's he say about Drake Lindsey?
This may be shocking to some, but Drake Lindsey is viewed quite favorably by NFL draft analysts, says Ari Wasserman.
The stool not but, big no, on
we don't
Drake,
like Drake Lindsey.
Yeah, Jake's a little harsher. I don't, but no, there's limitations there. I have a hard time with the NFL that take. But we all know that what are the odds that somehow P.J. Fleck puts together 8 wins?
The odds are very strong.
He'll put together 8 wins. And what he's done at Minnesota is very much like Kirk has done at Iowa.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, when you go to the 2 stadiums and the support and the difference, Iowa is way better than Minnesota's support. It's not even close. And he does that's kind of what he's doing. It's like Iowa being Nebraska and Minnesota being Iowa.
And then we get to number 11, which is Nebraska.
He said some interesting things about Nebraska.
Yeah, what interested you, Sip, in that?
What caught your eye?
The last line caught my eye.
the last line. The Cornhuskers also didn't make, this is what he writes, the Cornhuskers. I appreciate him using Cornhuskers, by the way. I do.
Let's bring that back.
Yes.
Let's start talking about
stop
the
shorting.
Corn. We always go the Huskers. The Huskers. We never say the Corn.
You know Hoss. Hoss has always been big on that.
The Cornhuskers.
Simple. Call them the Cornhuskers.
Thank you,
Hoss. The Cornhuskers, this is what he writes, also didn't make many nationally notable portal additions, though the addition of Kwasi Gilmer is interesting. This is his last line that Jake's talking about. Calandria could provide some offensive juice, but Nebraska's just going to have to show us something. It's hard to have blind faith in the Huskers anymore. Yeah, it is. Now, as far as nationally notable, you would say Calandry's. Would you say he's nationally notable?
Kind of.
Not really. No, I'm going to say if you're at just pick Georgia Tech,
they wouldn't know.
Somebody said to me, Sipple, when Calandria came in onto the scene, did you know where he was from? I can't say. I would have had to look. Yeah, I would have had to look.
And that's what I'd mention.
You watched him, though, right?
I watched him every game.
Yeah.
When I talked to Coach Rule the other day, I said, I go really like the quarterback. And he's like, how do you know? I said,
a little name drop.
I was at an event.
Yeah, well, you were speaking.
But anyway, point being was that I watched every game because I was watching because of Coach Mullen, Dan Mullen. That's the reason I was watching, to see how UNLV did.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made me watch him. And they're always on that sweet time zone, you know, about 10:30 at night, playing San Jose State or someone. So it was fun to watch.
The thing about Gilmer, is their best receiver? Is Barney or is it
Isaiah
Hunter? Yeah. I don't know. I wish I could say
for
sure.
Well, we've not seen Gilmer play. We can't. I mean, he was okay at UCLA. He wasn't great there by any means.
I think he's pretty good. He had 50 catches.
It was good.
Over 2
But not like dominant there.
Okay, speaking of Gilmer,
if he had 50 catches over 3 years, that's not killing it.
50. Yeah. Okay, 12 is UCLA.
Yeah, we got to rush through these ones.
Yeah.
12 is UCLA, 13 Northwestern.
UCLA's a little interesting with the quarterback because that quarterback was the biggest story last year, and then that storyline, you don't even talk about
it. Hey, how about this? I was daydreaming yesterday. Yes. What if Bob Chesney comes in as like Sigs at UCLA, but at UCLA, that he just turns it like there are 11 wins out of the chute, and it's like
if that happens. We should go to JMU and do a live.
You guys will have Jake in particular will have a hard time with that.
Yes,
you want it to be Sigs, and what if Chesney comes in and we're talking about Chesney?
What
like
if
Sigs?
In the Big Ten championship game
would
next
you
year,
be okay with that, Jake, or would you be the jilted lover? No,
yes,
you
probably. Yeah.
Oh, he is the jilted lover.
Probably a good description there.
Imagine the Big Ten championship game, UCLA, Indiana.
Right.
Imagine that.
Jake, you wouldn't know what to do with that.
I would not.
You?
No.
Oh. You wouldn't like. You would. There would be a.
Oh, it'd be a lot of envy, jealousy, envy, sadness, all of that, probably in one.
Northwestern 13,
Wisconsin 14.
How about that? Wisconsin 14 was Rutgers 15, Loxley 16, Fitzgerald 17. They return nothing.
And no surprise, Purdue's dead last again at 18.
Purdue has not won a conference game since late 2023.
18 straight losses in conference
play. From late 2023. What a conference game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, to talk about coaching matters. How about Brom leaving?
Oh, yeah.
And they've been a train wreck ever since.
And obviously, I'm not really blaming it on Odom, but
Barry.
Brom did not go through. He didn't have the NIL stuff went crazy after his leaving. The last 2 years are the craziness time.
Wait, Ryan Walters did not pan out well, and then Barry Odom has not quite yet either. So
this is on Ryan Walters.
Yes,
that's what it's on.
Yeah. It didn't work out with Ryan coming from Illinois, their defensive coordinator. So there's your on three rankings from Ari Wasserman. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.